RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Michelle, did you read these six hot health foods and whether or not they're worth the hype? You did,
I
huh?
did.
Have you ever tried bone broth?
I can't say that I have.
I could have sworn I saw you having some. Well, let's find out. Of course, we have our wonderful culinary nutritionist, Chef Abby Gelman, here to help us kind of cut through all this, you know, six hot health foods and figure out whether they're worth the hype. Hey, Chef Abby, how are you?
Hi, ladies. Good.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
All right, so let's dive in there. What the heck is bone broth?
Okay. And what does it do for you?
I hear that a lot. So it's basically a very strong, or a much stronger version of chicken broth, like any kind of soup base. So it's cooked with more bones and in a longer period of time, but it's essentially making homemade stock, homemade broth. So it's great for you. It's really cheap and easy to make, and it's rich in things like gelatin to help support your skin and your digestive health. And just generally, you know, soup is really good for you, especially now in the middle of the cold season and such. So I'm a big fan of the bone broth. Easy to do yourself.
Cool.
And it's basically just, you know, you're making your own soup.
Okay, all right, so Chef Abby, tell us what the second one is.
Yeah.
Tiger nuts. They were big, I think, in the 70s, I want to say. But they're not an actual nut. They are root vegetables. So they're high in things like potassium, iron, vitamin C, and vitamin E. But unless you're really allergic to nuts or have a huge aversion to nuts, these tiger nuts are expensive, and they're not going to give you anything necessarily that's any better than having a handful of almonds, for example, and they actually have a little bit less protein than nuts, especially like almonds and walnuts and things. So, you know, this might not be so worth it because you can get the same benefits from almonds and walnuts and other things.
So cool. The next one is quinoa versus quinoa.
Yeah, this is kind of like quinoa, you know, cooks the same way. You don't have to rinse it. I know a lot of people have an aversion to, they think there's a bitter taste on the outside of quinoa, so they usually rinse it off. But other than that, it's generally the same. A lot of protein, a lot of iron and minerals. It's hard to find, though. You really have to search for it, and it's, you know, twice as much cost-wise as quinoa. So
yeah, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's not really worth.
Well, the Peruvians like knew quinoa. Who it was.
Yeah, right.
I mean, honestly, so, I've never heard of it, so it must be very difficult to find.
It's an ancient grain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And maybe over time it'll become popular just like quinoa did, but,
or kale.
Stick with quinoa. Exactly. Stick with quinoa if you're good with that. It's not gonna
I love quinoa. Why wouldn't anyone just go with quinoa? So cheap and so wonderful.
And
it's got that whole protein thing going. Mm-hmm. Well, good old Chef Abby here. How about that avocado oil?
So, yeah, this is interesting. It's another one of those, you know, if you eat the avocado, it's better for you than using the avocado oil. However, okay. It does add a nice flavor. You can cook with it over medium-high heat, so you can, you know, do some fairly decent, like, stir-frying or sautéing with it. And it gives you a lot of really great heart-healthy unsaturated fats. But it's not going to be, unless you're looking for that avocado flavor, it's not going to be that different than using olive oil. So this is really, you know, again, it's a little bit more expensive, and it's going to be, if you really want something that tastes kind of like avocado, or you could use it for a little salad dressing maybe to perk it up a little bit with something a little bit different. But again, if you eat the avocado oil or you use olive oil, it's not necessarily a substitute that you have to look for.
That's good. Yeah, because I like the real deal anyway. So
yeah.
What is broccoli leaf?
I actually really like broccoli leaf. I've had it here. You can get it at Whole Foods and some of the other like farmers markets and things. It's kind of the new alternative to kale. So it looks like a big collard green leaf / flat kale. And it tastes kind of like broccoli. There's a ton of calcium and fiber and vitamins and minerals. It's really mineral and nutrient dense. Broccoli in general is great natural detoxification for your body. So this broccoli leaf is very similar in that. And you kind of would use it the same way you would use kale or collard greens or mustard greens, any of those dark leafy vegetables. It's a really, and it's cheap. It's not really expensive. So it's a good thing.
Well, how does it taste? You know, if you were doing a taste test, you know, relative to kale, which is really special when it's undressed up, it's like, oh my God, it is sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah. So some people actually like it better because it's not as harsh, depending on how you cook it.
Yeah. Oh, thank heavens.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You got to, like, slap about 5 pounds of stuff on kale to make it work. It's like, oh, great, we just defeated the whole damn purpose.
And even then, it's not worth it.
I know, totally. All right, let's go to tea for a minute. This, you know, green tea or matcha.
Okay.
Okay. No, so matcha's trending is something really cool, like, and I don't mean like macho. I'm talking about matcha. Tell us what matcha is.
Matcha is essentially green tea that's been ground up. So it's like a green tea powder. Hmm. So because you're essentially going to be ingesting the leaves instead of just brewing the leaves. So you get more antioxidants and more benefits by using something like a matcha powder. It does have a very strong flavor, depending on how much you use. So if you have an aversion to green tea that's really strong, you probably won't like it.
That's me.
Yeah, so that's the only thing, that if you brew it in hot water, it's really strong. But it's been coming up a lot in baked goods. I saw a recipe recently, and I haven't tried it yet, but it had matcha in a stir fry. Hmm. So people are starting to, you know, play around with it and incorporate it into more variety of foods.
Well, isn't it a little bit more like a concentrated green tea, so that you're getting a lot more caffeine, which, you know, kind of gives your metabolism more of a boost?
Yeah, it's a boost, right?
Yes, that's also true, and that's why a lot of people have been drinking it. And you have to watch out, too. There's been a lot of, like, sweetened versions and lattes and things happening. So if you go that route, then you might end up with some kind of coffee beverage that has a ton of sugar in it. But there's like, you know, matcha lattes and things like this happening now. But, there's a lot of caffeine. Just watch out for the sweetened kick of whatever the vehicle that's using it is, you know.
Okay. Very, very cool. This is so helpful, because all of these have been trending as hot, you know, new foods to kind of play around with. The bone broth, not such a bad idea. I'd stick with quinoa. Forget the tiger nut thing. It's way too expensive. Avocado oil's not bad. Broccoli leaf is totally cool. And if you want to stay up for... Well, if you want to stay up for a week and a half, you can do some matcha. I mean, you know, hey, right? Come on.
That's the only good news about that.
I'm just saying here. And boost that metabolism. Chef Abby, you have been wonderful. Everyone go to culinarynutritioncuisine.com to learn more about our wonderful Chef Abby Gelman. Thank you, Abby. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thanks, Abby. You've got such great tips for us always. You're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.